Habitat for Humanity gathers hundreds of volunteers together to help build homes for families in need. But Loren, this year at almost every build site in Winnipeg, there's been a reoccurring problem.
Yeah, and thieves going in, stealing equipment, material like copper wiring. Michelle Pereira is with Habitat and Humanity and joins us in studio now. Thanks for being here, Michelle. And normally we get to talk about the good that comes out of these build sites and all the rest. And today you're here. It's not so great.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're unfortunately need to ask the community to support us and help us through being slightly neighborhood watchish. But we don't usually like to have media announcements unless it's something really good to talk about, because that's what we believe in. But we need people's help.
What are we talking about here? How many build sites and what's being taken?
So since it started back in May, it's progressively gotten worse over the last month or so. So about every week we're having a theft or a break-in and significant damage to our homes and our equipment. They're stealing copper wire, tools, air compressors, generators, windows are stealing, you know, whatever, all these different things that and typically it's already in the house or they're breaking into our trailers.
And you're not leaving these things lying around. I mentioned to you that, Michelle, that I once upon a time my brother and I built an infill house in Elmwood, and we didn't lose as much as a 2x4 over the course of the year of our project. And so it's always in the back of your mind that this could happen. But these are different incidents, and one of the first thing people will ask, well, don't you have insurance for this stuff?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you do, but...
Yeah, so each claim would be each incident's an individual claim, and
right.
It doesn't make sense. It's not a cost-effective way for us to do it, and your insurance goes up. And so we only bring materials to the site that we need for that particular day. But what they're doing is our electrician comes in, he installs the copper wiring, which is what you need to get the electrical working, the air, the mechanical in the home, and then that night they're ripping it out. And then, they're going into our construction trailers, ripping off the doors. And we have heavy-duty locks on these doors, and they're destroying them. So now we send them to our penetrators is who we use. And now, so that trailer's out of commission, which means that we can't get materials to the site and tools to the site, safety boots to the site for our volunteers to build.
What are we talking about in terms of the cost to you now?
So we're into it for over $25,000, and that does not include the labor and the time that it's taken us to just manage the incidents, because it's become a full-time job. It's almost every other day that we're experiencing a theft.
And then you have to redo that work.
Yeah, so it's unfortunate, but you can't get any inspections without the copper wiring in, so it has to go in, and they're kind of just waiting.
Any idea who's doing this?
No, I mean, we don't know. I mean, we're not professionals. We've been working very closely with the Winnipeg Police. They've been amazing. They've given us some really good suggestions on what we do. But we're not experts in crime, so we're experts in helping people have a better life. And this isn't, we'll leave that to the professionals. But for us, it's just, what we're doing is asking the community to keep a lookout at our build sites. We had 7 sites that have been hit so far. There's a couple, Flora and Cathedral, are very, very interesting to the thieves. We don't know if it's the same people or not, but we just want our neighbors to keep a lookout. And if you see someone at the site that is not supposed to be there, if it's dark, we're not there. So just call 911.
$25,000 is a huge hit to any builder. You're a charity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you rely on donations, you rely on people donating equipment, people donating their hours. And so to have this has to be particularly painful with all the work you do to get those homes up in the first place.
Absolutely. So we depend on the community and corporate companies to give us gifts of cash and gift in kind. And this is difficult. And what the impact does this is means that the families don't get to move in their homes as quickly as we would like, because our goal is to get them in as fast as we can. And the impact is also when volunteers show up at the build site and the trailer's empty, there's no tools, they just sit around and wait. And typically the company's paid for their employees to come. It's one of our fundraisers. And they're trying to make a difference. And so now they're sitting around until we can scramble and go find some drills and some hammers and some saws.
Yeah, and unfortunately, crime is indiscriminate, right? And this has been happening on build sites for a long, long time. I don't have to tell you this, but when it happens to an organization like yours, it clearly has a further reaching effect than it might, not to put anything in a different category in terms of crime, but you are really not in a position to swallow this.
No, it's difficult. It'll be a significant hit to us as an organization. And so it's just, you know, it's frustrating because it's demoralizing for our construction department. They show up at the site and then they're like, oh, you know, now what do we do? And so they do, they're professionals and they handle it with grace, but it certainly puts us in a difficult position.
How long of a setback then, once again, is this in terms of, because like, you have a deadline when you start these projects?
So we're not like a typical builder. So we build based on capacity with volunteers and our trades. We certainly want families in. It's usually 6 to 8 months for a home. But this is, you know, it could be weeks that this would impact us, but it certainly creates a dip. And we're not like a typical builder where we have a ton of staff that can manage this type of incident. Like we all are double dipping now in terms of what we normally would do. And it's tough. It's hard on our construction team specifically.
So if I'm in one of these neighborhoods as a homeowner, it might be hard for me to know if that person's supposed to be on the build site or not. Should I be looking for, you know, 12 people there, and then I would know that construction is supposed to be happening? Kind of walk me through what I would see on a normal day versus whether or not I will know this person is not supposed to be there and they're probably stealing.
Yeah, and so our teams typically arrive around 7, 7:30 to get the site ready for our volunteers. We'll wrap up things by 4:30, 5 o'clock. We do have trades that go in now. So if some of our homes are at trade stage, so electrical, plumbing, heating, those types of things, they'll go in. But they typically all have marked vehicles. Our vehicles are almost always marked. But if it's dark, we're not there. So if it's becoming nighttime and there's someone, or if you hear some loud banging, like breaking open a trailer is going to make some significant sounds. So just call 911. Don't go out and try and be a vigilante. That's not what we're asking you to do. We want you to just call 911. The police are very aware of what's going on. And we're trying to make that happen.
All right. Well, 757 on 680 CJOB, Michelle Pereira with Habitat for Humanity Manitoba. Thanks for joining us to tell us about this. I'm sorry that this is happening. This is just crazy that thieves are targeting you guys. So hopefully it stops.
I hope so too.
Coming up after Global News at 8 o'clock, Bob Irving joins us to tee up the Bombers, and we have tickets to give away for tonight's game. It's The Start with Mackling, McGarry, and McNabb on 680 CJOB.